Good morning, good morning. It's Brenda Eshin Shoshana, back with another episode of Zen Wisdom for Your Everyday Life. And I'm thrilled to be here with you, thrilled to be here in this day, every day, another day. Each one fresh and new, each one very, very unique. I say that all the time, but it's one thing to say it. It's another thing to actually perceive it. Be with it. And in the beginning, when we say it, we remind ourselves of it, we think of it, it brings a different level of perception. It's kind of say, wake up, wake up. It's a different level of perception. Then when we become quiet and absorb new possibilities, we can actually see it ourselves. It's way beyond words or reminders. We just quiet and present for it and not racing all around looking for something else, looking for something beautiful, some distraction to the moment. And then, of course, we see it. It's here. But it depends so much on our willingness to see things really differently. And to ourselves be different, and to really surrender a lot of what we thought was true, what we wanted to be true, how we wanted things to work out, just to surrender all that, put it away for a minute, and let things completely be as they are. And not only let them be as they are, experience it that way as they are, without any like, dislike. Just be that way, let it be, and take it in and experience it fully. And when you experience anything fully, with no barriers or no filters, you'll have a very beautiful experience of it. Because it's the rejection of life, the rejection of our experience that causes us the pain and the upset, not what's actually happening. It's very fascinating and surprising. It's surprising too. And what causes us the joy and the beauty and the fulfillment isn't either what's necessarily happening, but it's our way of welcoming it, of experiencing it, not fighting it off. Just allowing, it's like allowing a beautiful breeze to brush through you. Say it's a very hot day, summertime, very warm, too warm, and suddenly you sit down and these beautiful breezes begin to blow, and you just get very warm, so you're really letting them refresh you. And you're enjoying it. You didn't expect them, but here they came. And very welcome. You may be saying, thank you for these breezes. Now, right now, we're like that. We could use some nice, beautiful, refreshing breezes of life. Because we're, many of us, really distressed by what's every minute, what's happening now, what are the developments, and they're very upsetting. So where will we find these just beautiful breezes of refreshment? And believe it or not, it's just all within you. It's the way you allow your experience. If you allow it, if you let it be, and really taste it, it will be very refreshing, because it's the activity of no longer resisting and opposing and fighting and judging. All of that is what's creating the trouble. Because life as it is constantly coming and going. That's another kind of breeze. When a moment is unresisted, it comes and it goes. It's like an offering of food. Do you want to taste this? Do you want to digest it? So everything really, when nothing impedes you, it's when you impede nothing, when you oppose nothing, you just look at it like you're in the movie theater watching a movie, watching a play, but yet you're experiencing it. You're not detached from it, but you are looking at it from a larger viewpoint, different perspective. And it's a very, very healing, refreshing, and renewing way to live, tell you the truth. And as we do this over and over again, it becomes very natural to see that a life has a mind of its own, and that there's a larger plan of timing also for things to happen, not to happen. It's very interesting when we're just in that state of mind, because we receive our lives very differently. We can see that there's you could call it the hand of God. You could call it the spirit of enlightenment, moving, always moving. And certain people are affected in one way, certain in another, but nothing is actually permanent. It keeps changing. We grow from it. We learn from it. You have a meal, you get nourished from it, but then you have another meal. And the reason I'm kind of harping on this is because I'm seeing, especially myself, because I've been very dopey and dense so many years. Even with all the sitting, still dopey and dense. but then the clouds lift. Suddenly they lift, and then they come back, but they lift, and they come back. But it's very nice to, the more you relinquish your own images and demands of how it's supposed to be, the more the clouds lift, the more you're willing to, it's almost like surrender to what is, and to honor everything. That's the secret of it. Whatever comes, okay, yes. And to see the goodness in it. Now, you cannot force yourself to see the goodness in a situation that looks painful and bad. You cannot, and nor should you. But when you take another way of perceiving in general on, when you're willing to stop opposing life and to start allowing it, you will see by yourself, you'll begin to see, when you see the larger patterns, you'll see the goodness. It'll come to you. It'll come to you, these new perceptions of all the beauty and the necessity also for hard times. No one can even imagine, how could this be? But, you know, we can really, really grow from them in a very special way, get strong. And when we are strong, we don't need these hard times as much. When we relinquish this fighting life and demanding that it only go our way, when we're willing to relinquish that, then we don't need so much suffering. Maybe the suffering comes from that attitude itself. It's very, very interesting. You know, I mentioned this at a talk I gave a week ago, 2 weeks, I don't remember, but I said this beautiful Zen saying, the whole world is medicine. The whole world is medicine. And then the koan is, what is the illness? What is the cause of suffering? We think we know. Oh, I got sick, or I had an accident, or terrible things are happening. It's natural to suffer. It's normal to, not necessarily so. I mean, they are happening, but it's not necessarily needed to suffering. Suffer, complain, fight, oppose, carry on about everything. No, that part's not, that's not embedded in life itself. Because when we can surrender and accept and experience, a lot of our own suffering leaves, and a lot of new insight comes, and that new insight shows us a lot of the beauty, even in what looks like a painful moment. Now, that is not something that can be described. It's something that one needs to really experience for themselves and taste for themselves. And you can. And one of the heartbeats of Zen practice, I like to call it that, the heartbeat of it, which is just about really being still and silent and present and not flailing around and if something itches, we don't scratch it. If something hurts, we don't go, oh, I'm hurting. No, we just feel it. And to our amazement, it goes away. It's just being so available and present to how life actually comes and goes in your experience. So there are many wonderful ways to expand our perspective, and many of them are very good. They're all good. They're beautiful. I mean, I find so much help and illumination in studying different ways, and I see how they impact on one another. I love it. But I also see that it's not something you can really even describe to someone else. You can offer the practice. That you can do. You can offer many of the pathways, and there are many, and they're all very many. They're very, very beautiful pathways when we do them correctly with the right expectations and not use them to increase our own personal power or pride or whatever it is, sense of approval or belonging. Many of us do practices for that purpose, so to get what we want. Let's see, actually the opposite of the purpose. Takes a long time to really, really see that. And it's okay. The time passes and it's a good way to spend it, to exploring and seeing what fits for you. What is it that allows you personally to let go of the rejection of life, the hatred, the opposition, all the additional suffering? The whole world is medicine. You know, I remember many years ago, Sasaki Roshi said, to hold the whole, he was a Zen master. He lived into his early hundreds, I believe. And he said, to hold the whole world in the palm of your hands. How beautiful is that? To hold the whole world in the palm of your hands. And so I didn't really understand it for many years, but then I realized one day, oh, I understand it. It came to me, oh. Open your hands and welcome life profoundly. And give it a chance to reveal itself. You don't have to always impose your own ideas, beliefs, notions, demands on it. Give it a chance to reveal itself. I like that so much. You know, the other day I was walking around and I saw this beautiful bird out of nowhere on a branch of a tree. There he was. I wasn't walking far. I live in Manhattan still. But, there aren't too many birds where I live. But there I saw one on the branch of a tree. Very surprised. Woo. And it was just sitting there. I love that bird. Just sitting there. So beautiful. Like, just sitting there. Part of everything. You could barely see it. But then you did. There it was. It wasn't standing out, carrying on. It was sitting there. And it looked like it was just taking it all in, taking everything in, feeling the wind, feeling the tree. Just there it was, so still and so beautiful. And then, boom, all of a sudden it flew away. I was so, so moved by that beautiful, beautiful bird. It was so in the harmony of life. Oh my goodness, it was so in the harmony. It was wonderful. When the moment came, it flew away. Before that, it was there, just there it was. And in the fullness of everything, part of everything, enjoying, it seemed to be enjoying everything. It's a wonderful role model. It's a wonderful image. It's just an image of how our life can be, a moment in time. And that's a very similar to Zen practice. We just sit there like a bird on the branch, just sitting there, enjoying everything in harmony with our breath, in harmony with everything, our heartbeat. Entering the harmony. You know, when you enter the harmony and your body is in harmony, you don't get sick. You don't get sick. Because our natural harmony of our body, our breathing, our heart, our blood, we create that health. That's flow. That's acceptance. It's delight. And that when we enter the whole world, when we become one with the flow like that, it's very beautiful. So this is what I wanted to offer today. It's very good to be back to be talking to you. I send great wishes to each one to enjoy their lives fully and enjoy the harmony of life itself. And then it will be revealed to you the goodness of each moment and of each person. And when we see that, whoa, there's really nothing to be afraid of again. Okay, thank you so much for listening. The URL for this talk is www.zenwisdomtoday.com. And if you wish to communicate with me at all, although we're always communicating, but if you want to send an email, it's topspeaker@yahoo.com. And thank you again. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.